Okay, we're good.
Anyways, welcome back to episode 9 of Fridays with Ian. We got the usual crew in here. We got Ian and his. This is the last time you'll be in a sweater vest for this show.
Uh huh.
You gotta tell the folks at home why.
The shows are over.
TV shows.
Yeah. That's it.
All right. So if you want to see Ian on TV for the last time this semester, you should tune into Army Live. Jim, how are you?
I'm tired, but good.
Join the party.
Anything exciting happen this week?
No.
No?
No. Just looking forward to a relaxing weekend.
You guys are so excited.
I know. I'm actually right. Like, I was so excited. Like, it was so nice, and I was going to cut the grass this weekend, and then it's snowing. So
you'll be able to tomorrow.
Really? What?
It's like 60 tomorrow.
Oh. So look at that. Pennsylvania weather, I tell you.
I mean, it's global warming to a T.
Right.
All right. So, my important topic first. I'll eat the sandwich. April draft. Let it out, Ian.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, for the past 10 weeks, I've been saying it can be any day now. I don't know. I don't know why.
See, I come to the conclusion each day that I think of something new that she's doing to make it sound like she's about to give birth. Like,
yeah.
April the giraffe is banging her head against the wall. She's about to give birth. April the giraffe is kicking her leg. It's a good sign. She's about to give birth.
And
like every day it's something new.
And, like, I get it that you don't know, but I do give him credit for finding a new way every day to say it can be any day now. They find a new way.
They're really
every
good
day.
With synonyms. They have to have that thesaurus open. All right, guys, what do we do today? This freaking draft isn't.
And they're like, oh, she's getting better. She's getting bigger. We like the shape of her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that's what happens when you're pregnant. You get bigger as time goes on. So, I honestly maybe think her pregnancy isn't like she's not like they don't know what part of the pregnancy she's at.
I would hate to be the person that has to write like all the captions for that Facebook Live.
I'd be fed up with it at this point.
Yeah, same. All right. Do we think? Did Pirates opening day officially get canceled?
No.
No, not yet. Why don't you two discuss that?
It's a little snow. It's a little cold. It's not the first time that's happened. Bundle up, you'll be fine.
Oh, wow, Ian.
The players already played in it already. This in Boston. They're fine.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, because wasn't that was postponed, wasn't it? For a little bit.
It's a rain. They're in a flood warning.
They were in a flood warning? Yeah.
Boston was in a flood warning, so they canceled.
Well, we're in a river flood warning.
It's always happens.
Yeah. But yeah, it's gonna be a little chilly out there.
That's fine. Bundle up.
I actually am kinda interested to see what the turnout's gonna be. How many people are actually gonna turn out for the
They're gonna
opener.
Get one. I mean, it's hard to read this because it's a Friday afternoon.
Well, that's true.
But I think people will be there.
Amongst the freezing rain.
Yeah, I didn't get any updates on them canceling it yet, and I feel like they'd have games at 2, so.
I thought the game was at 1.
No, they'll do that soon.
So the game's at 2. Fine. The season started Monday? Is that correct?
Yeah, they're 0-2.
They're 0-2.
No. No.
I was going to ask how you thought.
They went 12
going.
Innings, tied 0-0.
Oh, did
and
they?
The pitcher
okay.
left the ball over the plate and nailed it for a home run.
Oh, okay. All right. I haven't been really keeping track.
The team looked pretty good the first two games. I mean, Cole did give up those 4 or 5 runs in the fifth inning, but he looked solid through 4 2/3. He did the all 2 outs. And Tyon looked like he can be a stud this year. He pitched a really good gem against a pretty heavy lineup Boston has, and a team that many people look to win the World Series. So I think overall they looked pretty good. I mean, you went 12 scoreless innings, and they did run into a good pitcher in Chris Sale, who made his first appearance with Boston after being traded this offseason. But they look pretty solid.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, the offense, they did score 3 runs. I mean, Kutch still looks awful, but I don't really care about him anymore. It's the other guys. Frazier, who's the new Sean Rod, he's more of the everything type of guy. He's looking pretty sharp. He can play in the outfield. He can play anywhere. And I think he's going to be needed if David Freese gets hurt.
Okay.
Or doesn't produce, because without having Dumbo on the lineup because he likes breaking laws in Korea, that's going to hurt us.
Your love affair with him ended very quickly.
That's
going
to hurt us. It's affecting the team, and he's a selfish player for that. So I have no respect for that.
He can still be a good player,
but I don't have any respect for hurting the team. You know what's at stake, and you went and ruined it, and live with that now.
No, I understand.
Admit
to
your mistakes, buddy.
McCutcheon has broken my heart these past few games.
That guy still is awful. Let's see, he usually hates the month of April, but last year, like I said on Sports Talk on Tuesday, he hated every month. But hopefully he just gets back to his, I hate April, but I kick butt in May and June.
Well, yeah, let's hope that happens.
Probably not. The guy looked very uncomfortable at the plate. He swung at a ball that was like five feet in front of the plate.
Oh.
Like, he could not read the pitches. I mean, the pitch was purposely flown for that reason. But he fell right through the pitcher's trap.
What do you think they're – do you think – okay, if they have another season like they did last year.
He's gone.
I'm talking about the manager now. Do you think Clint Hurdle's gone, or do you think they do a management switch
somewhere? Do you know
somewhere?
Who our front office is, Joe?
Yeah,
It's more Dumbos.
I'm just saying. Like, do you think that they would do anything?
No. Clint Hurdle's our guy.
Okay, all right.
So, we all heard about Syria?
Oh, yeah.
Ian had some good points on the way up here.
It wasn't an attack against the United States. It was their own people. I don't think we had any, the U.S. has any reason to get involved right now. Until they make a threat to the U.S., we don't have any reason. I know everybody was criticizing Obama for not doing anything. But one, he was trying to end the wars, bring his people back overseas to America, to the U.S., but there's no reason to get involved in Syria. It was an attack on their own people. It was not a threat to the United States.
And if they want to do something, go in and help the victims.
Yeah.
Don't
show your support. Show how big you are and the heart
you
have
launch an attack
by back. Helping everybody involved, everybody that was affected by it. I don't think we need to take over Syria right now.
I don't think the takeover.
They're attacking them.
I think they were trying to prove a point.
They're trying to prove a point. They're trying to prove a point that they're not going to. What they did, they bombed the airfield that was used to dispense of the gas, and I think I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it because there was also an article in the paper online. I don't know where I read it, but that they want to take Assad out, and that just hasn't worked. Just is a bad policy.
Again, let's get back from where we're at right now in the Middle East. And if you really want to, I think you need to worry about one thing right now and not start wars in different countries.
I mean, I think it was a power move by Trump. I think he was trying to tell the world that we're not. He's in control. The United States is not going to. This was his red line, basically. And I don't know. I don't know what I think about it.
He's in control, but it has nothing. It didn't have any effect on his country.
Well, there's a new thing now. Russia's been pretty cooperative with the U.S. since Trump's.
Ew, I wonder why.
Says Russia suspends cooperation with the U.S. in Syria after missile strikes.
Yeah, that was the one thing that really caught my attention and kind of worried me was I didn't really care about bombing the Syrians. Like, they were killing their own people. That's fine. The thing that bothered me was that they're in bed with Russia, and you're going to screw around with Russia. You're going to... That was the thing that really bothered me was you didn't really talk to anyone else. You just kind of did it, regardless of who. Because Russian troops were on that base, which I was like, that's really not someone you want to mess around
with.
It
says,
right now.
This is from New York Times, so Syria, Russia's ally, condemned the American strikes as a disgraceful act in addition to suspending the pact to coordinate air operations over Syria and a accord that was meant to prevent additional accidental encounters between the two militaries. Russia also said it would bolster Syria's air defense systems and was reported to be planning to send a frigate into the Mediterranean Sea to visit the logistics base at the Syrian port of Tarsus.
And did you guys see the other, we'll call it breaking news, truck crashed into a group of people in Sweden, and the prime minister said it was a terror attack. So basically, there's these truck crashing
in Sweden
every week
in
now.
Sweden.
And apparently, Russia was messing with the U.S.'s elections. I just googled it to confirm it earlier than we thought.
Yeah.
That's not really surprising.
Great world. Great world.
Oh, and Chris Letang is going to be out for the playoffs. So
that's what you end this with?
Yeah, it's just a bad week.
Wow, Jim. Wow.
I think the Pens will be fine, and last night showed us why they'll be fine. Seven schools scored, and none of them were Crosby.
Yeah, he did have a sick, through the legs pass to Connor Sherry.
I think that's a pretty good indication that the young guys can step up and score seven goals.
I mean, they were playing in a New Jersey team.
Doesn't matter. Still an NHL team.
But
they put up four goals, too, so.
So, that yeah, I mean, it, but our. Our
but it looked like it showed that we could step up and score seven goals and back up our goalie who has an off night. Because four goals is not a good night. You give up four goals, that's not a good night.
No, that's not. No, absolutely.
This shows that we can. And then, also, though, the four goals shows the defense isn't there, and I don't know what you expect from the defense because Letang, Kunitz, Mata.
They're all out.
All out. So if offense is going to be what gets us in, I mean, it looks like the offense will have to win us the cup probably, or win us the first round when these guys are going to come back.
Yeah,
which
no.
I'm getting sick and tired of hearing their day-to-day. They're making progress. Give us an in-depth report. That shows me that. I mean, that can also be. I mean, hockey's very. You can get your arm cut off, and they'll say it's an upper body injury.
That's true.
I mean, I'm tired of hearing Sullivan just say they're working on improving. Yeah, we know that. But give us the specifics. What are they doing to get back? When Daly skated, what was he working on? Was he working on just his fundamental, just getting back on the ice? Was he working on, whatever, what I mean?
Yeah,
give us some specifics instead of just saying Daly's, working on day-to-day and he's day-to-day.
But I also think that the reason...
Our hopes are good for the playoffs.
The other thing is I think they don't want to tell people what the injury is because in the playoffs they'll go after that injury. Like Malkin, oh, it's his shoulder. All right, they're gonna go
no, they
all
know what the injuries are. It's just,
well, what's Malkin's? Because he's listed as upper body.
That guy just gets beat up and he's off for 3 weeks. He has a rough game and he's off for 3 weeks. For Hagelin, he's in a boot, so injuries like that. I don't really think you target an injury because you target a guy who's in, like, say you come back and you target Haglund's leg, foot. I mean, that's not good because you're just going to get pounced on when you make a cheap shot like that. So I don't think the injury and announcing the injury is any effect on the other teams.
Well, I don't think targeting the injury. I don't think there's a target.
You said.
They're not going to target. They're going to target the injury.
Sorry.
What?
I wanted you to shoot a fight. Sorry. Go on.
Oh. They're going to target the injury, but they're not going to blatantly target the injury. They're not going to be like, oh, your foot, and slash you. I mean, they're going to do subtle things.
Marchand would if we
well,
were
yeah,
play
but,
him.
I mean, he's from Boston. What do you want? I think it's a more subtle targeting than what we were thinking about.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some music in my life. All right.
Guys, I'm not feeling the energy. When we come back, we need some more energy.
Alright. Once I get this song to pause. speed. Good thing to work. Is that the only swear word in it?
I know. I'm a Google. Yeah, it's the only
swear word. Okay. She's eating like crazy today. That's a new one.
It'll come back with that. Like every other pregnant one.
Did you see the thing on Facebook where it was like,
could the day be 10 centimeter calf?
Did you see the thing on Facebook where they're like, does anyone just want to chip in to get this giraffe a C-section already?
Make it go funny.
Is that like possible? I feel like
yeah,
a C-section's gonna happen.
Yeah. It's just like, because it's, what, how?
I feel
on,
like a
on.
C-section's
what,
gonna happen.
What's the birthday total? Like, what is the
we're in like 13 months
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like 13 months that you could possibly have a baby.
We started in 15.
Oh,
we're pushing probably.
But
we're probably
in 15.
No,
oh.
When the Facebook Live feed started, it was a 15th month.
Oh,
so
I thought
we're definitely pushing
16. I'm like, how long is a giraffe pregnancy? That's crazy though. But yeah, no, I laughed, so that was pretty good.
I'll chip in.
Just seeing it.
My mom literally, I told my mom about Ian like being obsessed with the giraffe. She called me. She's like, I think April's gonna give birth today. Tell Ian, and I was like, I'm gonna hang up now.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm glad your mom cares about me. In my new
I just
needs.
Love the way your mom comments.
She asked me if she could do it first.
Well, that's nice.
She didn't want to embarrass me.
There's an April the Giraffe Twitter.
Because she was targeting Sam, I was cool with it.
She wasn't targeting you?
No, because she did. Did you read the post, Jim? She said we all did a good job, and she targeted Sam.
I did.
That was funny.
When are you going to advisement day today?
Oh, we don't have that.
I asked Carolina if I could just meet with her
after class. Hey, I gotta pick a one course class. I really don't know what to take.
Yeah.
Chorus.
Is that a 3 credit class?
I'm gonna tell people to call in and suggest.
I want pickleball, but I can't find it on the list.
Dude, golf.
I don't. Can't get there.
I have to go to.
Hey, at least Wednesday's looking good. It's 64.
That's good.
It's gonna be chilly. It's gonna be chilly at night. Oh, we didn't look for pirate stuff.
Wait, you guys
going
to a
be
game?
Chilly.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're gonna
dress up
pirates.
Oh, you guys are fun.
We're taking advantage of not having shows.
Yeah,
I
would
too. It's
basically
what it is. And it's $15 after
11.
Yeah, but it's 15 with fees. So I'm just giving them 20 for gas and parking. I feel like if everybody gives them 20, which if 4 people are going,
yeah.
That's like an extra
$20. You should drive. Mm-hmm.
I have no problem paying other people to
drive me around. Ian, you should drive. I will. I can. Actually,
when we just like walk to his car, just be like, give me
a piece. I actually legally can't because no one else in the car is 21. If someone's 21, I could technically drive.
Yeah. We need a legal guardian.
Who are you guys going with?
What?
Is it you,
Sam,
Greg,
I think, and Brandon.
Oh, Brandon.
Is it Brandon? Maybe not.
You,
I thought it was Brandon.
Sam.
Only 4 people could go. Hey, so one more could go. I thought he has Brandon. Bartolo Colon, I call him that.
Did you see Tim Tebow get that home run?
Yeah, first at bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Tebow had a home run last night, his first at bat. Oh, we can talk about that too.
I didn't want him to do good.
I do though, because it's hilarious.
I like Tim Tebow.
I didn't want
if he does
I
good,
I don't know why
that's
people
hilarious.
Hate the guy.
I don't know why. ESPN makes us hate us. We don't hate him, we hate ESPN's coverage.
If he's switching to baseball, at some point he better fall down a golf hole and help the Looney Tunes win the big game. Like,
oh my
wow.
God.
My strong feelings.
Sorry. Really like Space Jam.
Hey. I found out why you can't find that calm sports class.
I know, they
the
really
coach changed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I got an email about it. What are they called now?
It's like...
They changed the code name.
It's like CM...
Do you like
the
new...
I think they were working on...
The new title?
Was part of the...
No.
Working on...
No, I was like talking to people about it.
Changing
and
the
comm
skills department and revamping
like,
it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
probably
they dropped television off
yeah.
the end.
I was going to email from a counselor about it.
Why?
I was like, oh, maybe that's why.
Agreed, I'm here for the extra what? And I need a piece of paper that says...
No,
it
just, they changed the name of the classes. We have the class. Because
yeah,
they don't have a check sheet from freshman
well,
on, they'll change the check sheet.
Well, see, that's the thing. They like, they advertise it, like, when you're on your tour as a...
TV, that's why I came here. I stayed because I
and that's why I think,
this.
And that's why I think Alec came here, and a whole bunch
that's,
of other people
yeah, yeah,
came here, and then they were like, oh, yeah, but most of your classes are film classes.
No, I told them, I was like, I stayed here because there's going to be...
One person arrested.
For what?
In Sweden.
Sweden.
Oh.
Alright, so one person's been arrested for the Sweden attack.
And April Giraffe's eating like crazy. Another way to put that, she's pregnant.
Apparently somebody put on Twitter that we should just get together and donate money to get this giraffe a C-section. I am willing to donate.
Yeah,
oh, trust me, I think they have enough money.
I am more than willing to donate to get this giraffe a freaking C-section and get this over with. I just want this live stream off. I'm sure Toys R Us, you know how Toys R Us' logo is on the bottom?
Yeah.
I'm sure
that
they were like, this will be great for business, and now they're probably like, people hate
this. This is backfiring so bad.
Nobody's coming to Toys R Us. This draft needs to get hurt. Alright, so, new Space Jam hero, Tim Tebow.
No.
Take it away.
Well, the guy proved his haters wrong by hitting a home run in his first at bat with the Fireflies.
Fireflies
and
beating
double A. So I mean, he had 8 Ks in spring training. So everybody didn't really have much hope for him. But you know, people hate Tim Tebow. And I don't know why. I mean, I think
Morgan,
we hate ESPN's coverage of him. But if the guy wants to play baseball now,
listen,
let the man play baseball. Who cares? It doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect you at all. Play baseball.
He
wants to go play pickleball next. Let him go play pickleball.
That's a good game. I'm all for him. I'm just saying, if he's going to play baseball, he needs to fall down a golf hole and help the Looney Tunes win the big game against the aliens.
That's a basketball thing.
But he tried to play baseball, and then they realized. He's like, hey, you suck at baseball. Go back to basketball.
But he's
so
never...
Bugs Bunny, if Tim Tebow starts to slip, you need to get out here. Send a trade.
No, that's
if
weird.
He's got Jesus on his side, he's fine. Did he do the Tebow after?
I don't know if he's still Tebow.
If he transitioned that into baseball,
that'd be
so
great.
Good.
I would actually love that. I think that'd be hysterical.
That would be funny. But yeah, I mean, good for him. I mean, actually, what was hilarious was he thought it was a double.
Oh, that's funny. Did he just like stop a second?
Yeah, and then they
keep going.
Well, it probably hit off the outfielder. It happens all the time. They're unsure
okay.
if it cleared the wall or not because he can't see. It's hard to see.
Mm-hmm.
So
should get glasses.
That's probably no, Jim.
I hope he just
that's
was, like
that's
really excited
that
he hit it double and was like, yeah. I'm here. No, keep going. What?
I mean, that happens all the time. You see that
yeah.
in MLB all the time. That you don't, it's close. So, he didn't kill the ball, but it
think,
did get enough to get over the fence.
Do you think Tim
fence.
Tebow thought Tim Tebow could hit a home run his first at bat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy has so much confidence in himself.
I don't know if he thought he was going to hit a home run.
I think he would have been satisfied with that double.
Yeah.
He would have been satisfied if he was made contact with the ball.
Touché. I'd be satisfied.
Or if he went down swinging.
I go down swinging every time.
But do you think it'll happen again?
No. He probably will go and like probably have one like.
He'll like
home
go
run
down,
every
come
like
back
20
up.
Yeah. 30 at bats or 40 at bats.
Well, that's the same that he did in the NFL. He won a couple games and all of a sudden, you know, he's the greatest thing alive. And then he made
Ike Taylor look stupid.
Well, he did, but you know, you're still salty about that.
No, I'm just saying, everybody talks trash on Tebow, but like. Pittsburghers talk trash on Tebow.
Yeah,
he made our defense
yeah,
like,
yeah,
awful
no.
in overtime.
He, yeah, I mean
he beat. I mean he read they read that play and he, I mean it was Thomas who beat out Ike Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean he used the speed, but But
still,
Tebow got it to him, and they knew the play to beat the defense, and that's when we realized that the Steelers' defense is going downhill. So yeah, I mean, best of luck, Tebow. I mean, I hope the Tim Tebow baseball journey pans out, and we see him one day for the Mets, or unless he gets traded before that to another team. That would be hilarious. I'd welcome him with arms wide open.
All right. So, we have a problem here, and I want people, anyone that's out there listening, to call in and help with this problem.
Oh, gosh.
The number is 412-397-6816. I repeat, 412-397-6816. Our problem is, our main man, Ian Kist here, needs a one-credit class to take next semester. But he can't find one.
So, suggestions for classes that are available. Because there's a lot, but they're not available.
Right.
So yeah. Or any three credit classes that are on the easier level.
Yeah.
Because I need one credit. So I need.
Why can't you just take a three credit? That'd be easy.
But I'm not. Yeah. That may be
that
the
may
next
be
thing.
Easy.
But I'm not looking to take six classes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it being another literature class.
Just one more thing to get on.
We have so much work every week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, you know, like pickleball, perfect class for a one credit. I mean, if I don't want to take chorus and come out of my chorus retirement 4 years into it.
It's rough.
But,
it's rough.
I mean, I will have to. Morgan, you're taking that class, right?
If you're taking it, I will look back into taking it.
Okay.
I wasn't planning on it.
Just get to have a concert, go to the concert, and I'm not really.
See, but like if we take it, we could like show up to that concert looking fly.
We could
really bring it home.
Yeah, we could.
We could show. Well, we can get everyone to come to the concert.
Yeah.
I might take it.
That would be fun.
I might take it.
You could take golf.
You
have to get there.
I just don't want to go to the island.
Oh yeah.
If it was here, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
But it's going to be obviously at the island. Because
that would make sense, yeah. One day you can just hit him off the parking.
Yeah, we could.
Just, that's it.
Nicholson
the
front lawn.
Just
Nicholson
right in the
front lawn.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be fine.
Just go in the hail.
Just
we can put in hail. It's really close.
Facebook Live it. Send it to your teacher. It'll be fine.
Look how good I did today.
Yeah.
Well, I think that which should be allowed. If you can take online public speaking, you should be able to
I heard
take
they changed
online
that.
Oh, good. I hope they realized how stupid that was. I have no idea what this song is.
Yeah, I think they changed that because it was incredibly easy.
You can literally be like, oh, I didn't like how I did that speech. I'll do it again.
Yeah,
online public speaking, I never understood how, like, I was like, oh, why didn't I take that? Oh, you can just videotape your speech
and
then.
Oh, here's a Tim Tebow, perfect timing for this.
Oh, nice.
He quoted, I didn't know that it went over the fence. keep going, son, after I'm told him keep going, son, after he initially thought home run stayed in the park. So
that's so funny.
My
I
point,
hope he was like a little kid.
I mean, that happens to everybody. I mean,
yeah.
Point of view, because he knew he didn't get all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's good awareness. He knew how it felt off the bat. But that's pretty funny.
That is.
Sometimes you can't tell when it goes over. So, yeah, that's funny. But funny how we got like I got that update right after we talked about it.
Can we talk about Century's newest couple? there's love in the air. Right? Zach Loffer. Jocelyn Burns, I'm looking at you.
Oh, my. That's hilarious.
Love in the air. Love in the air, Jim. Love in the air.
Oh, lost Century relationships.
That was also Ian's Valentine.
Oh, my God.
You let her get away. Wow.
I mean, I can't step on Loffer's toes, I guess. I don't know.
Well, my dear friend.
By the way, this is all a joke, people. I mean, the relationship's real. But me being Jocelyn's Valentine's a joke, guys. So.
But there is love in the air.
If you know them, it's a joke. Was that three relationships in the century now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. People are pairing up. I don't know how I feel about it.
Springtime.
We're going to get
brings
a lot,
out
we're gonna get a lot
people.
More people in our staff now because, hey, I have a good joint century. Looks like I can get a girlfriend.
You need a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Join RMU Century Media. We don't talk to anybody else. So this is like, you'll literally get one. It's fine.
Well,
I think that should be the new slogan for
we don't talk to anybody outside
year.
Of this room. You will have no problem finding love here.
Yeah, I talk to people outside of the room.
For 80% of the people in there. We got finals week coming up.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just going to ask this on the air because I don't care. Is there directing for the camera work? We have to write a 3-page script, right?
I don't know. I was sick that day.
Yeah, same.
Sick that day.
I had to write a three-page script on one of our like life events, so I wrote one.
Oh.
It's very angry, and I'm really happy about it.
Oh, well, I can do that.
Remember the kid that kept asking me out?
Oh, that kid.
His name I will not say.
Yeah, no.
In class.
No.
I wrote my project on him.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I'm going to ask Mike to play him.
Oh, you should probably ask... You could ask him to play him. He probably wouldn't
See,
even
but
know.
See, I don't want to talk to him.
Well, that's true.
I changed his name to James, too. It's
yeah.
James and Megan.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to read, either.
Oh, I'm aware. I read a project out loud.
Guys, there's only so many people in your class that are listening right now. I'm pretty sure they can narrow this down.
Yeah, but he's not in
the
class.
He's not in the class.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
cool. We're good now.
Alright. So,
But yeah, Mike playing him, that
Mike,
would be good.
Nothing like Ian, any finals you're worried about? Anything grinding your ears?
Not really. I mean, there's a few. For me, it's more projects.
Same.
Actually, I do have a. So journalism is it's a 2-part article final, and then 50 current events. It could be anything from now to the final, and AP style questions. You gotta find the error and correct them.
What is this?
This does describe
yeah,
how
no,
I feel about the final.
It was called Do or Die. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, you know what's funny? Like, my professors were like, I asked, I was like, is this test during the final or should it be during one of our a Thursday before the last class? Which is the 20th. Actually, we don't have class that day, so yeah, it's still gonna be finals
20th
week.
20th of what?
Of April.
Oh, man.
It's the last month of class. We're in class in June, Jim.
If you take summer classes.
But we don't. So, and he looked at the time and he was like, ooh, 8:30. And I don't care that I'm saying this on there. He's like, who's opposed if we try to change this? So, I do like professors that try to help him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know that, you know.
That's early.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know what day of the week it is, but, it's early, and if they can push it back, the people, you know, because I have a final Friday, and
so
I won't get out of it. The professor, you know,
yeah,
I'm
taking
the
day of the final.
I have
that experience from other class, but yeah, I'll be 11-1. It probably will be, well, I don't know. I thought last time she prolongs it, but yeah,
I have a Friday at 6.
I have no idea what my
night 6,
is.
Yeah, they do that.
Final on Friday at 6.
Was it
like,
your night
oh.
class?
Yeah. I was like, this is... Oh, I was mad. I was like, oh, thought I could get out of there.
Words, okay.
Jim, you can meet. Just go back home after.
I know, but
I have to pack everything and then...
Wait.
Jim, you don't know the theory of...
Everything?
Of
I don't.
Of staying on camp, on like... Like, you commute. You don't have to worry about anything, but like... 11-1.
Ian, you live in Plum.
Yeah.
It's not that far away.
You make
away.
It sound like you're commuting across the country.
But the traffic, guys.
The
if you're not, if
don't
you're,
drive!
If you're not on the road by 3 o'clock, you're not getting to Plum till 7.
Oh, right. Boo-hoo.
I'm done.
Fair point. No!
Jim, you don't... Oh, my.
Jim, where do you live? Wait, Victor.
Baldwin.
I guess.
Oh, another
hi.
Victor.
No. Okay. Welcome to the yearbook.
But I mean, like, you have so much stuff, and you only have one car, Jim. So I mean, it'd be cool if you could be out of there by Friday.
But look on the bright side.
I'm just messing with you.
Can I provide a bright
yeah.
side?
Yeah.
You're from Russia, Jim.
Wow.
I win.
Jeez.
Woo! me and Ian get apartments next year.
Oh, you guys!
I'm so excited.
What's Jim get?
A house. He has a house.
By yourself. Yeah, it sounds fun.
It is.
I would totally love to live in a house by myself. That'd be lit.
Oh, I made
totally
beef stew last night. Oh, so excited.
See, do you ever see the movie The Benchwarmers?
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Every time people say beef stew now, all I can think of is farts. Like, I can't think of anything else. It's just farts.
Jim, how were your wings
you just
that
ruined,
you made?
You just
so
ruined,
how,
was, like,
how was your farts?
How was your wings that you made at 2 a.m.?
They were delicious.
You
I'm
made
at,
wings at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
No, it was like 10.
No,
yeah,
no. I started them at 10.
You didn't eat them that night, did you?
No.
You made
oh,
them.
Gosh, no. But I made them in the crock pot, and they turned out real good. They were delicious. I thought it smelled like Buffalo Wild Wings in the kitchen.
Wait. When do you start your internship?
May?
Oh, okay.
It's still kind of up in the air.
Oh.
Wait, how?
I thought
that was like a done deal.
Yeah.
When I start.
Oh, I thought you meant like you getting it. I was like,
yeah.
I thought we were past that. I congratulated you.
I wasted my breath congratulating you. No.
Why aren't you working commencement?
Why?
Because it's fun.
Because Mike Tomlin's speaking.
Also,
so.
Mike Tomlin's speaking.
It's in May.
Okay, can we talk about that? Okay. I think if Mike Tomlin speaking is super cool, but I think if he was going to speak at something, he should speak at the undergraduate one.
Yeah, why is he speaking?
That's
going to
mean more
graduate?
For the
his
like,
vocabulary isn't.
I was going to
like,
people
the
at the graduate ones, they're getting their doctorates. Like, they spent like
he does have
four,
a
eight,
vocabulary.
A couple more years here to do that. Like, get some, like, no, not that Mike Tomlin, but like, get someone that means something to them. Because they also said, oh, I can't really.
I think there's somebody from UMass.
But like
that's speaking at our speaking
but
at
that
no,
should definitely be speaking. Like those are people that got their doctorates that like went through like Mike Tomlin didn't it's not like he went here or anything.
No.
That's because they we
like,
have a connection with the Steelers.
Yeah, because Dr. Howard is
no, because
oh.
The Rooneys.
Oh, that is it. You're
well,
right.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
but
the Rooney Scholar
why
is based off of the Rooney.
No, but
Rooney
Dr. Howard's also
so
like
Rooney who's in charge
tight with him as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But, like,
he knows, like, every professional.
Come on, that'd be so cool. The undergraduates would love that.
But,
like,
but
that's the graduate
what about Kevin Colbert, right? He graduated from here, didn't he?
Yeah.
Why don't they
I'm getting too
speak?
Much of a that, –
that's,
no,
that's
too
I'm
cliche. I'm actually getting sick of him always.
Okay, but why Mike Tomlin at the graduate ceremony?
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird.
I see why they do it like that.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like you should have gotten... Not that you needed someone, like, boring and prestigious at the graduate ceremony.
No,
but something...
Yeah.
Like, does Mike Tomlin even have a doctorate?
Nobody's getting an honorary doctorate here.
He's getting an honorary doctorate here.
That's... But, like, that... You shouldn't make that your commencement speech. If you want to have him as a guest, sure. Let him get his
I mean,
honorary doctorate.
Tomlin is a pretty good,
Yeah, but... I don't know. I think
speaker.
He would fit a lot better at the undergraduate ceremony, though. I think they would love that.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think... Yeah, I think there's different people you could have for the doctorates. And
I thought it was just a weird fit. It's cool, but I think it's weird. I don't know. Anyways, why aren't you working commencement?
I don't know.
You should work commencement.
I have to go home. I have to start my internship.
You have to pack.
But why aren't you working commencement?
And plus the shuttle's shut off.
I'll drive. I'm driving me and Tori.
I do probably start my internship. That's the main reason.
But you don't have to yet. You should work commencement. I just figured it. I did the math though. Not the math. I just looked at the calendar. The day after, like the day commencement ends, like all of our setup and our cleanup and stuff. The next day I leave for Ireland.
Oh, nice.
And plus, if I want to start that weekend, or one of those, yeah, it's the week after. But because I know that there's other dates that I have to take off. There's a date early in June for my cousin's graduation in Ohio, and that's going to be a whole ordeal. So, there's probably a whole long weekend I have to take off, so, like, I'm trying to limit, and, like, I have to be there. I have some big plans to embarrass her.
Hi.
Those big faces on a stick.
They brought those.
Clutch.
My parents and my brother's fiancé brought those here for when he graduated last year.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
For my high school, nothing was no one really did anything like that. That were
that
was in the gym, but my grandma, who was in the auditorium, because they didn't have tickets, had clappers, but like I didn't hear them because she was in the auditorium.
Yeah.
Could she see you?
There's a lot of feet.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, speaking of graduations, this makes me mad. Pitt only gives their seniors 2 tickets to graduation.
Ooh.
So I won't be able to see my brother graduate. I thought RMU was being skimpy with 4.
No, 4 standard.
Yeah, but like, just because like, I don't know, still, I didn't know that at the time.
That's weird.
Pitt
yeah.
only gives you 2.
Because I know Point Park, my cousin graduated from a master's program there, and you could have like,
well,
you could have 6 tickets. Like,
yeah, like me, And my other brother
wanted
to go.
I mean, it got crazy, let me tell
you. So my mom was like, you might not be going. Like, they only gave him 2 tickets. It might just be me and your dad. I was like, that's so, like, I want to see my brother grow. Like, you know people have siblings.
Yeah, that, I don't know why they do that.
And Pitts has big enough areas. Ooh, Victor.
Hey, Tor.
Hi.
Hello.
I mean, in my high school, if it was outside, it was unlimited.
Yeah, but like,
but
where is Pitt's graduation? Is it inside?
Is it in the?
It's in the gym.
It's in the Peterson Event Center.
Peterson.
Okay,
so I don't know why they. Well, because it's such a big school.
It's such a big school, but like.
Is he getting his undergraduate or?
He is getting his undergraduate. So it's not.
Oh, so that's probably
and they
why
graduate
was,
by and they graduate
yeah.
by class.
Yeah, I was.
Like the class
they do
of
like
communication.
The stand up. You've graduated. Yeah.
The class of communication
oh,
is one day.
Like,
business is another day.
That makes me just. I thought they were all on the same day, but they were just like business school. Stand up. You've graduated. Blah, 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 school, stand up.
Oh, see, well, no, because I think one day's for masters.
I know
IEP
does that.
One day's for masters, because I remember it seems like the whole week is, like, just
graduating.
But it's for different, I think Ian might be right. It might be
oh,
different
I didn't
schools.
Know.
I don't know.
I know at IEP, I think it's, like, business school, stand up, graduated.
Well, I'm
art
still,
school,
I'm still thinking about what we're going to do here, because where
well,
our graduation's going to be.
You'll
be fine,
it.
But it's
yeah.
me that's...
If it doesn't rain, I wouldn't see why they wouldn't do it on June 1.
No, too much of a risk.
But, like,
you gotta
that's
have,
an option.
You got to plan it inside somewhere.
Well, like, I know some schools plan, like, outside and inside.
But where we do it, it'd be 2 different locations.
They might do it...
I know
that
Plum did. Plum had it set up inside and outside.
I heard a rumor of them doing it at PPG Pants.
Yeah, that would be
cool
in terms of...
Cool, like,
that would be cool in terms of... You have a lot more people who can get in there.
Yeah.
But the problem is, though, they'll probably charge the park.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But, I don't know. This whole thing's a mess. Graduation's frustrating.
I mean, once the new UPMC event center's up, everything will be good and dandy. But until then, there's a lot of questions up in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, I did find out that, not really, wasn't a secret, but homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that was
a is game. Early because of the way the football schedule falls.
When is
how
it?
Early is
September
it?
15th and 16th, and I think it's against
cool
the VMI. So
it's
a little
not the Duquesne?
No, that would be the later game. No, the thing is
sad.
I don't know why you're sad. And the thing is that so yeah, it's in September. Now the thing with a little tailgating of the football games, the festivities outside is. Like, this year was miserable. It was raining.
So cold.
It got, like, sunny at, like 5
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah.
But again, though, in September, you can still have, early, mid-September, you can still have days where it could be 80s. Sometimes you push 90s.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, but you're looking for in the 70s somewhere. Because
you don't want to be sweating.
Too hot is...
People are passing
yeah,
out.
Too
you
hot.
Don't want that.
You have that, and you have just sweating, and it's
yeah.
uncomfortable. You know, yeah, a lot of people will be there, but you're looking for 65, higher 60s.
I think low
like
70s.
Low
70s.
Yeah,
70s
are pretty. With a cool little breeze, I think you're fine.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good temp.
Well, you know at RMU, you're getting a breeze.
Well, that is true, yeah.
All right, I'm just taking the break. We've covered a lot of topics.
We have.
We
all
have.
Right,
I think that was pretty energy-filled, that second
yeah,
segment.
I like it. Thank you for bringing the energy back.
I threw my headset. I brought the energy.
I need to find a song. That's a good song.
Wonderwall.
Oh my god.
I know. Nope, not Wonder Woman trailer.
We just play TV trailers now.
Yeah, promoting new shows. Why is my computer frozen?
I don't know.
If we want to get into another big topic. We can talk about LaVar Ball saying you can't win a championship with white guys, with 3 white guys, because the foot speed is too slow.
That's nice.
That happened. Lonzo Ball's dad.
Oh God, this guy.
I can't believe I can't believe he said that.
This guy.
About
you now. Are you guys working homecoming then?
That's the thing. It's not gonna be covered by
ESPN.
That sucks for you guys.
Unless we just don't work it.
I know Jimmy would not be.
But if none of us work it though, like where's my?
Get the
work
it.
Honestly, my senior year, we could probably put up a. Who is taking over? Is Dakota still doing it?
If Dakota,
do we have to do? Do we have to do every game?
I think. If Dakota lets us do it.
I feel like Jimmy would be like...
He'd be fine with it.
Well, like we are, like Sam did it.
Yeah,
he
it
is,
was like,
don't be
shit-faced.
Yeah, be
go
able to work your
game,
position.
And then do your job and go back.
So you just gotta be in control of yourself.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell Malik, hey, you gotta run the music. I gotta work football.
Are you his assistant?
No, I am the music.
Well, you're gonna be working football anyways.
Yeah, I am.
If you're gonna be the radio person, the filming.
He never is home so long. You know, okay, because he said he needed to talk to Helena, because me and Trevor, Helena has him get, like, she's been screwing people over with people trying to, like, get their internship for the summer taken care of. She hasn't emailed anybody back.
Where is she?
She left to go somewhere, so Brandon Bartley told me, so he's been emailing Sheila, like, I have on my internship, like, I need Helena, and he's like, she's like, I don't know where Helena is, like, I hope she emails you back. I really don't know. Like, I can't get a hold of her either.
What's your secret that you're almost gave away?
Oh, I don't know why Jordan said this was a secret. He's like, yeah, just between me and you, they're giving all the graduate students terrible towels to wave as Mike Tomlin walks in. I was like,
that's
cheesy as shit.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It's really dumb. Again, you're taking away the legitimacy of a graduate ceremony. That's the one thing you'd be fancy for. Getting your doctorate is the one thing you dress up and
people.
For undergrad, I think that's cool.
Yeah, for undergrad, it would
make sense.
Yeah, that's
what I mean.
Because undergrad,
like,
I'm like, woo! You know,
we're finally freaking done.
Graduate people, they're like,
wasted another 4 years and you're getting your fucking doctorate.
Yeah, I don't want to wave in town.
Oh, wait, I'm playing Spinning Jenny next to promote them.
Alright. Oh, we should play the Hub Sisters. They're bigger than these people.
Yeah.
I was thinking about asking them to come in.
I don't think I'm going to do the Hub Sisters. I think I'm just going to email and be like, hey, can I see you sometime?
Oh, that's next week. Next Friday, they're back at the Rivers. Oh, I'm dead.
Depending on how, dude, this storyboard is going to kill me. I have 60 things to do, and I haven't even started. It's due like 3 weeks. Oh, I have to see who, I have to see what I go for a presentation in that class.
Batting practice was moved inside today. Some of the players are coming out to warm up.
Well, they'll actually cool down, but I get what you're doing.
Shut up, Jim. Go pack.
Wait. Special announcement, by the way. At 2 o'clock, we have the band Spinning Jenny coming in to be interviewed, two of the three sisters. So we're going to play their song that we found when we found out that we were interviewing them. It's called Hey Jenny. It's pretty catchy. And be sure to tune in at 2 o'clock for their interview. I didn't think of questions. So why are you called Spinning Jenny?
What's the meaning behind your name?
How did you find them?
Hmm?
They go.
They found me.
Oh, really?
They
go.
They were like, hey, have you interviewed? I was like, sure.
That's the Hobbs sisters. Should be at that
one. I think it's the two older ones. I'm sure the little one can hear us.
Oh no, Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn have broken up. Oh,
Sam will be ecstatic.
What?
Dude, Olivia Munn,
broke
up. She's
my
girl.
Wait, broke up, sorry.
Aaron
Olivia
Rodgers.
Munn and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, God.
Olivia Munch, she's my girl. Oh, I can't wait. Veep comes back in like a week or two. And then Deadly's Catch comes back next Tuesday. Oh, 2 hour premiere. I'm so excited about this. I have no life.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have heard this song.
Oh. Have you heard this song? Oh, we played it in the music. Like,
that was
week.
It. I was like, wait, this
yeah.
sounds so familiar.
We kept playing.
Oh, we could talk about the NHL decision or not.
Apparently that's more of the IOC.
The what?
IOC.
That's the NHL. That's Gary Bettman going.
No, it's actually, there was an article, it's more of the IOC's, the feud is with them.
Really?
It's not the schedule, yes. If they said, if you want to blame anybody, blame the IOC more.
Why? What's their problem? What article was this?
I found on Facebook. Like, someone like New York Times or something.
Yeah.
I can see why the IOC, honestly, they want to get the young kids. People like the young generation and watching the young people. But I think they're also tired of seeing Canada win. You see, like, the World Baseball Classic? Was really got a lot of viewers in that because the U.S. wasn't supposed to win. They struggled in their first game, and they lost, and they came and won. And then the Dominican went. They were supposed to win, and they went downhill.
Well, that's true.
So, I mean,
because it's not
they like to see...
Or is it?
The U.S., the whole U.S. team is.
See, but yeah, no one else was.
Well, the Dominicans are mainly all MLB.
No.
Puerto Rico. Because baseball is so diverse.
Friends, hey, let's drink this weekend. Let's drink right now. Did I tell you someone stabbed themselves at work?
No.
That was exciting.
Stab at work?
They stabbed themselves at
like
work.
Like, purpose or like an accident?
He said it was an accident, but I don't know. You got 10 days off. And
what was it at? Where you stabbed him at?
In his hand.
Maybe.
I don't know. Also, I was like,
my dad cut off his, like, part of his stomach.
Because I'm like, oh, are you going to drug test him? He had 6 stitches through the
That's,
whole thing.
Yeah.
He was sitting there, and the guy who drove him was like, 3 times through the car ride, he goes, I'm going to die.
That's all the hands policy. If you go to the hospital,
you have to get a drug test.
Injury, you get drug
test. Alright.
Yeah, I don't know if they drug test in the teeth part. I mean, what do you want?
Alright, so that was Spinning Jenny. They're going to be in here at 2 o'clock for an interview. I think we're going to film it too, so we can watch that back later.
Cool.
Except for the dining menu. This is going to be the new dining menu music.
I didn't get a dining menu today.
Yeah,
go on the Twitter.
It was forwarded by Nancy Thomas. It's kind of loud.
Is that better?
Yeah, I wanted people to hear my voice.
Well, nobody was talking yet.
Oh.
Wait, why did I make the Minuteman? Oh, we made the Minuteman. But Carriage sent his email. I was like, you guys made the Minuteman.
Yeah, I still didn't get the dining menu. What the heck?
Hang on. Go on the Twitter.
It's on Twitter?
You should have gotten it. It's from Nancy Thomas, his daily dining specials.
Unless it was just sent to resident students. I don't know.
Yeah, which would make sense.
All right, well, Ian, start us off with the PNC calf, and then give your phone to Jim for Wheatley and Romans.
Spoon and fork. Wash your hands before you touch my phone. Spoon and fork. Fish sandwich.
What's that?
It's flu season.
Yeah, it's flu season. Clam strips, lemon, parsley, baked cod, stuffed portobello. Station rotation is Mexican. Soups of the day, seafood chowder, and tomato basil, which is vegetarian and gluten-free. There's a rustica specialty pizza, white pierogi pizza, firehouse grill, the grilled tuna melt, and the pasta bar, stuffed pasta, meat sauce, white sauce, red sauce. It sounds like a one fish, two fish, three fish. Meat sauce, white sauce, red sauce. And then fish tacos.
At?
Bravissimo!
Alright, Jim. Whaley, Ramos.
Give me your phone, man.
No, you're not spraying it on my phone. No, give me that.
Put the Febreze down, children.
Alright, so what? I'm doing Wheatley and Ramos.
And Ramos.
Why does he double up?
Alright.
Like
so.
Love you. Continue. I'm 5'3. I can make short jokes.
That is true. Alright, Wheatley Cafe.
But you have hair.
Wow.
Anyways.
Trying to do the dining menu. The Wheatley Cafe lunch special is tuna noodle casserole.
Ooh.
Soup of the day is cream of mushroom. Your sandwich special is grilled cheese, salami, pepper jack melt, and ham and Swiss on rye. And Romo's, your lunch special is fried shrimp po' boy.
Thank God it's back.
It is
Thank
back.
God it's back.
You always have a sandwich combo with that. Soup of the day is tomato Florentine, vegetarian, and it's gluten-free. Dinner specials, pierogies, starting at 5, so don't go 4:59. You will not be served pierogies. The weekend dinner specials, Saturday, cheese ravioli, and Sunday, chef's choice. Oh, boy.
Oh, music. Ooh, this one's called Boo Boogie. All right, and at Yorktown, there was pancakes for breakfast. Hope you got some of those. Lunch sandwich is the French dip. I'm a big fan of that sandwich, I have to say.
I like it.
Big fan. Soup of the day is also tomato, and for dinner you can get the cod parmesan, the taco salad bowl, the honey buffalo wings, and a cinnamon brown sugar milkshake. Ooh. I had the peanut butter pretzel milkshake. Really good.
Was it?
Okay.
Alright, so thank you for tuning in to episode 9 of Fridays with Ian.
This is such a fun song.
I'm really into these two songs. I want to save these two. Yeah, it's been a good episode.
Oh, by the way.
By the way.
Since shows will be over, and Ian doesn't want to get up, and I don't think Morgan and Jim want to get up necessarily for 10 o'clock show. We're thinking about having a noon show.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
A little
so
later.
We can sleep in a little bit.
All right.
Be sure to tune back in at 2 o'clock for the exclusive interview with Spinning Jenny. Two of the sisters are going to come in, and we're going to talk to them. We're going to record it so you can listen to it back. Any final thoughts?
No,
have
mate.
A great weekend.
Make it a good one, Yens.
And remember, if you see a guy in a blue sweater vest, say hi to him. If you see a bald guy in a penguin jacket, be sure to say hi to him as well. Don't say hi to me.
Why don't you describe yourself?
Because I'm a mess.
Let's go Bucks.
Let's go Bucks. Hope that game doesn't get canceled. So this has been Fridays with Ian on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. I kind of want to let the song play out, so I'm just going to mute our mics and let this play.
Such a catchy song. Oh my god.
Oh, next week we should play Ultimate Saxophone.
Oh my god.
What?
No.
Ultimate Saxophone. It's like this 10-hour loop.
Saxophone?
No, no, no.
I don't think so.
It's just a 10-hour loop with that kind of saxophone. It's really catchy. And me and Greg are obsessed with it.
Well, I texted Sam that he goes, wait, what?
Texted Sam what?
That Olivia Munn's back on the market.
I texted him, I was like, why
we
did
shots,
you look
right?
I texted him, I was like, why are you look like why did you look like you're tripping on acid when you walked through Romo's? He was like, I was reflecting. I was like, oh, what?
Hey,
his trip on acid.
On his
Jim,
acid trip.
We bought squirters yesterday.
Oh god.
Water
like
squirters, super
yeah,
sugar thing. We're gonna do beer squirts at Super Saturday.
What is Super Saturday? Is it Saturday?
22nd.
Like tomorrow?
Twenty second.
I'm probably gonna come over.
Yeah, you are. We all have work, so don't use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Well, they make Sunday.
Dude, I hate working on Sunday. Sunday's my day off. Oh, I was so excited that I didn't have anything to do, and then you ruined it with telling me that I have a script to write.
That's just what Mike told me. Not that he's a reliable source of information.
Who's the one that keeps asking you out?
John Proper. Not anymore. He did last year, first semester.
That's so creepy.
He's a creepy little man. Hey, stop recording on that.
Oh,
shit.
It's bad.
Everyone's
saying, right?
That.
What do I hit?
The square button.
Hey, I feel like he'd be better than
Sam. Hey, look,
Sam.
I look like the guy from